Good morning to everyone. Well, amen. If you write something, I just want you to write your two words. Two words. A wonderful counselor. Can you do that for me? Write it on your book, not on your phone, because maybe you lose. A wonderful counselor. Amen. The prophet Isaiah, 700 years before Christ was born, he prophesied of this. If you read Italian Bible, you'll have to look in the chapter 6 of the Isaiah. If you read it English Bible or chapter 7, the reason why, I don't know, but there was some kind of misprinting. In chapter 7, Isaiah, verse 14, they said, "Then the Lord himself will be give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive a son, and they shall be calling his name Emmanuel." Can we pray together? Father, we thank you to give us your word this morning, to share with you, Lord, and with your people, that you are a wonderful counselor. You are Emmanuel. Your name should be called Emmanuel, that the whole world should know who you are. We thank you, Jesus. We pray this morning that you're blessing us in Jesus' name. Amen. So Isaiah, 700 years before the advent of the happening of Christmas, of the great gift that God given to us, he's telling us what was going to happen. Therefore, the Lord himself, he will give you a sign. He will give you a word. Behold, the virgin shall conceive a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. In Matthew 1:22, all of this was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall give you a child, and there be a son, and they shall be called his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. That's what it is. Christmas means God is with us. Jesus come to give us life. Amen. Amen. So Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For into us a child is born, and to us a son was given, and the government should be on his shoulder, and his name should be called a wonderful counsel, and the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." This is the word that came for the prophet Isaiah 700 years before the event of Christmas happening. Christmas is a great gift that we should never, ever take for granted. Wonderful counsel. What wonderful mean? Wonderful mean marvel. Amen. Wonderful mean excellency. It mean, you know, the things that we don't understand. Wonderful counsel mean God acting on behalf of the judge in the people of life. God is the perfect judge. And Jesus come to be the perfect counselor, to be the perfect announcement that if you and I, we have a problem, we can go to the great counselor. Amen. He never went to school. He never went to the college or university. He never traveled to big city. He never went anywhere more than 400 kilometers. But he's the counselor. He can counsel anyone on the world. If you have a problem, you can go to the right counselor. If you're sick, you can go to the right medical, because he can touch you.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I'm trying to preach this morning. A wonderful counselor. God is acting on your behalf. He is giving you the counselor that you need. He gives you the counselor that delivers you. He has a great plenty for you. He will touch you. He will give you excellency counselor because he is the perfect counselor. Amen. God is with us. And we talk about the counselor. God become valuable to any one of us if we need the help from God. No one, you and I, will be perfect. We all make a mistake on this world. We all make sins one way or another. But God is the perfect forgiving, the perfect counselor for you to give you the blessing on this Christmas time. We have a great higher priest. His name is Emmanuel. God is with us. Thank you, brother. God is with us. Jesus, Jehovah, God is with us. Jesus, come to this world to give you salvation, to give you the bless. And this world tried to walk away. They like to celebrate the beautiful activity and everything that happened on this time of the year. But please don't forget that all this is happening because of Jesus born for you and me. The name is a counselor, speaking of wisdom. You know, when we talk about the wisdom, he has the higher wisdom that you can even meet on this world. He has the perfect wisdom. He never went to college. He never had a degree. He never had education. But he's coming from the high education, from the heavenly place. With the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, he'll tell him whatever you need in your life. You know, when we talk about wisdom, we talk about great things. We're talking about things they will be beyond their imagination, beyond that we understand it. Sometimes we look into the Bible and we said, we don't know what it means. If you close your eyes and you let the Holy Spirit, he will counsel you. He's giving you the word. He's speaking to you. He'll tell you that Jesus is the perfect daughter, that Jesus can touch you, that Jesus can counsel you, that Jesus can take care of your problem, that Jesus can take care of your marriage, Jesus taking care of your children. Jesus will take care of your life if you need the right counselor. Yeah. If you need the right counselor, he knows your situation before you ask him. He's available for you and me. He appears into your life. Jesus is the valuable for you and for my life. Jesus become valuable to us every time, every moment we need. He's not far away from you. He's next to you or even inside your heart. Amen. Jesus is the reason for Christmas. Jesus is the one that needed the honor to be celebrated Christmas. Some people say, oh, you know, Pastor Tony, Jesus is not born the 25th of December. I don't really care the day when he's born. I know one thing only, that he born. Amen. Yeah. And to be told you the true, no one know what the day born. Just the imagination of the wisdom of the people, they said that it was a cold winter time and that he born in the manger. He not born on the 5-star hotel. He never visited the 5-star hotel. He born on a very small village. Yes. And that he was there. And the great people with the great wisdom that went to worship him and bless him with the great gift this world can have. Because the Holy Spirit leading the people to visit Jesus. Jesus become valuable to your life anytime, any moment you and I will need him. You know, the Bible telling us that Christ Jesus, true God, He become a child as you and I, as a human being, and die on the middle of the young life to save you and I. He never leave for 50 years. He never leave for 60 or 70 years. He only leave 33 years. And they, in 33 years, he touched the world. He know the world. He talking to the world. He lead the world. Perform unto the world. That we know him as the King is born. Amen. The King is born. They went worshiping him. They went and visited him. They traveled. The Sherpa traveled for approximately 200 kilometers to see the baby born in a manger. He was seated on the manger. When they saw him, they bound themselves. They worshiped him and gave me the best gift that this world has had. They give me gold, they give me things, they give me ends. That is the best prayer from the world have. Amen. You know, gold is more than money, or the plastic and paper money. The gold is never fail. Gold is there forever. And so that's what Jesus' gift was all about. In Hebrews chapter 4:14, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has not give us a sympathy, but he's come from the heaven to give you the great blessing. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold into our life at this Christmas. And by faith, we can profess that Jesus is the Lord of our life. Amen. Is the higher priest, he able to sympathy for us, and he able to take us into his hands and give us a blessing. Because he is the everlasting life. Just as the Bible said, Jesus is the only way to heaven. There is no other way. There is no church, no priests, no pastors, no higher education, no professor, no any kind of degree that this world will have. It will take you to heaven. Only Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one will come to my Father except through me. Amen. So this is what Christmas is all about. He come to this world to give you access into the heavenly place. Amen. To open the door of the heaven. To open the King of the King. To open the throne of life. And if you mess up with your life today, I will ask you, run to Jesus as fast as you can. Amen. Run to Jesus as fast as you can. If you seek, run to Jesus as fast as you can. If you have a problem of talking to Jesus because he's the right counselor, amen. If you don't understand it, he can teach you because he knows every word. He knows every degree on the university. He knows every professor university. He can speak to you with a higher level. He can come and bless you. Anoint you. He come to us in a simple baby in a manger in chapter 2, 1 and 7. They're telling us that he born on the very small poor village and that he born in a manger where there was unusual for human being to live in the time. His birth announced the whole world. He was born poor because he wants you to be rich. He was announced by the wise people, the wise men, to come and worship him in Matthew 2, verse 1-11. Durante this time di year, Gesù, valuable that you come and worship him as a little baby in your heart. Amen. Are valuable as a child, and that you become adults. You invite Jesus into your life, and that he will make you rich in your spirit, and you will be blessed. Jesus is always available for us, anyway, anytime, any moment. As a wonderful counselor, he comes with an answer to our problem. As a wonderful counselor, he comes with an answer to our problem. Most of the people with a problem, they're not gone to Jesus. They've gone to different things. They've gone to asking for help, maybe counselor, whatever it is. But my advice will be first thing to do is to go to Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus is taking care of your problem. Jesus is always having the right answer for you. He has an answer for the daughter in the temple. You remember when Jesus was questioned as a little young boy in the temple by the very high educating people that questioned him. But he gave him an answer to the higher people. He can give an answer to us in today. As a little boy, he answered the question. He answered Nicodemus, there was a ruler of the Jews. You know the story, amen? He answered to Nicodemus when Nicodemus come to him in secret time. And Nicodemus said to him a simple question. And that Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you are the law of the law. You are the man in charge of the higher court. You don't know what this thing means. And they said, it's impossible what you said. And Jesus said to him, "You because you're born by flesh, but who born by the Spirit, he knows what I mean. And said, you needed to born again. So if you're born again, come to Jesus, because he has the answer. You know, Nicodemus was a higher person educating the time when he saw Jesus gone to the cross. He said, he's the Son of God. He has the perfect counsel. He understands everything. He gave an answer to everyone. He gave an answer to the people who not believe in him. He gave an answer about the eternity. You remember when people questioned him, can you tell us when these things happen? And Jesus said to them, in 3 days, this temple will be destroyed, will be raised again. And these people, with the great intelligent way, they think that he was talking about the constructing temple. But Jesus was talking about the temple in 3 days will go to the bottom of the hell and come back and give a life to the people. So he gave the right answer to the people that don't understand it. Jesus has an answer for you. He gave an answer for the eternity. He said, if whoever believe in me, they will never die. Whoever believe in me, they will live forever. But not just believe, my dear friend. You needed to practice what the Word of God said. You needed to have a Jesus into your heart. You needed to recognize him, that Jesus is the only one to have a place on the heaven. Amen. This world is not your home. It's not really matter how much money you have on the bank. It's not really matter how big a house you have. It's not really matter how big a car you drive. You own a short time. This world is not your home. Your home is eternity. You like it or not. Amen. Jesus never write a book. Hello? He never holy office like Pastor Tony up here. He never have one. He never went to the college. He never visited any big city. He never traveled very far. But the place he went, when he born to when he died, he teach the whole world that he come to give eternal life. Jesus is the reason for the great gift of Christmas. It is a wonderful thing that you enjoy with your friend and you have a turkey and you have a nice day, a nice night. Jesus liked that. He wanted you to be happy. Amen. But remember when you enjoy it, you have a little bit of dance in your house. Remember Jesus. That's the joy he brings to this world. Amen. He born for you to be happy, to have a great joy. And so if it's possible, have a great party with your family and friends, enjoy the day and say, thank you, Jesus, that you're born to give him a life, to be a blessing today, to have my family, my friend, my children, my wife, my brother, my sister with me. It is a beautiful thing. But do remember, if you have nobody around, you have a Pastor Tony family that is with you. Amen. You can have a nice lunch with us. Jesus is going to be here in the next couple of days to bless you. He was only 33 years old when he gave his life for you and me. Amen. In John 14, 1-6, Thomas asked Jesus, Lord, we do not know what you say. We do not know where you go. We do not know where is the way. And Jesus said, if you know me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. That's the way Jesus said. He come to give you your life. He come to give you resurrection life. Do you know the story in Luke 16, 19? The story of the Lazarus was dead man for 4 days and 4 nights. And Jesus come and give him a life. Amen. He's the only one that can do that. No one else. No one else. No one else. He's the only one. There's something happened in Nigeria a few years ago that when a man was dead, didn't come back to life. But even the doctor said, only Jesus can do that, nobody else. Nobody else. So the man was in the tomb for 4 days and 4 nights. According to the law of today, the body will be already deterioration. By Jesus' command, he said, in Jesus' name, there is no dead, come alive. Amen. Because he come to give us life. He come to teaching the people that he come to give a life. We need to recognize Jesus, our hope. Jesus, our life, Jesus, everything for us. We have to recognize him as the Lord and Savior of our life. He still reached hundreds of thousands of people around the world. He's still touching people. He's still making miracles. He's still healing the people who are sick. The only thing you needed to touch Jesus, amen. And I want to conclude this morning. This is a Christmas season that we celebrate more than a miracle born a baby through the Virgin. But we celebrate God give us a Savior. He give an answer. We needed to live day by day with our Savior, with Jesus. Jesus is here this morning to give you the answer of your problem.